Limitless Wrestling fans, John Alba here for another edition of the Limitless Wrestling Podcast alongside my cohort, my best friend, my bitter enemy, Randy Carver. Randy, we are on like a 3-second delay this week over the internet, so this should be a fun one. How are you?
I'm getting there. I'm doing good. I was a little sick at the beginning of the week, but I might even take this file from you and edit it up before you upload it to the podcast stream if you want to send it to me after this, and we'll fix that and make it a good podcast.
We'll see. We'll make it work. I feel like what's most important is that they're hearing my voice first, so that's really all that matters.
Of course, the comforting sounds, the soothing voice of John Alba, that's exactly what they want to hear.
Do you know, okay, before you get all, you know, high and mighty on me here, in 2010, while I was still in high school, NewJersey.com, the Star Ledger, the premier newspaper in the state of New Jersey, dubbed me the Golden Voice. There is documented evidence of this.
What?
I swear to God, this was almost my pro wrestling gimmick. Okay, so this is no joke here. I can provide documented evidence of this. So you want to sit here all high and mighty in your snow-infested house that probably smells because you had food poisoning. Go ahead. But I'm the Golden Voice.
Well, I did have food poisoning, but I would love to see some documentation. I'd love to ask your parents how much they paid for that to happen for you.
Oh, you are so funny.
Good for them.
You are so funny. You are so funny, man. You know, next time that your dad is working the ticket stand, I'll be sure to ask him plenty of questions about your past. But anyway, Randy, it is good to be here. It is good to be here with you on this evening as we await to practice what we preach. But before we dive into all that, before we even dive into Let's Wrestle, we have a contest announcement that we want to tell all the people out there. Randy, let them know.
We do. One of the few times we've done a contest on the podcast, but I think they're fun to do every now and then, and this is something that we actually dreamed up today. We want to get a logo for the Limitless Wrestling Podcast, and we always say this podcast for the fans, and now we want it to be by the fans, and we want to have your help of making this happen. So if you have an idea or can draw up a concept of a logo that we can later make a graphic design and put on all the podcast feeds and get something different than a stretched Limitless Wrestling logo on there, we'd love to do it. And we're going to compensate the winner with a nice little prize pack of different Limitless Wrestling merchandise. So I think a t-shirt, a few DVDs of your choice as well. We'll make it worth your while, but we're really interested to see what everybody comes up with for some logos here. I know we've got quite a few actual artist fans who make some pretty sick signs who come to Limitless Wrestling shows, and some of which are graphic designers as well. So I think this is a fun little contest for everybody. We're going to run it for 2 weeks as well. So there's going to be two straight podcasts. We're giving you the information today. We're going to talk about it again next week, and then the following week is when we'll announce a winner. And from there, we'll submit it, get it graphically designed all up, and it'll be on our podcast feed following that.
And you could literally even doodle this on a piece of paper. We don't care. You know, if you do something that we like.
I mean, you don't have to be the best artist in the world.
Exactly. And look, it'll be our podcast logo. Maybe it'll even go on some t-shirts. Maybe we'll sell some Limitless Wrestling Podcast t-shirts. Who knows? There'll be a lot of things. The possibilities are endless. There could be cartoon caricatures of us, Randy. We'll never know. It's crazy.
I'm into it. I'm into t-shirts, too. I think we should do that.
I think, you know what? I've sold a lot of Living the Gimmick merchandise, which you can check at prowrestlingtees.com/wrestlereaction, and you can find some pretty good. There's actually, I don't know if you've seen this, there is an award-winning t-shirt on there with a caricature that resembles an Emmy, but it just happens to have an Adam's apple. So it's worth checking out, if I may say so myself. And yeah, so we want to hear what you guys have to say. We want to see what you guys got to show. Send it to us. You can tweet them at us at either Randy or mine's handles or at LW Main. Probably the easiest is to send them right to the Limitless Wrestling Twitter handle at LW Main. You can send them to us on Facebook.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So any way you want to get them to us, we want to have them. You got 2 weeks to do this, And like Randy said, there are some incentives for the winners, and you'll be reminded at the show on Friday as well. But before we talk about the show on Friday, things are going crazy right now with Let's Wrestle Volume 14. We built this city March 7th in Orono, Maine at the American Legion Post 84. Only 8 front row tickets remain. Those are only $12. And the reason only 8 remain is because it is a stacked main event, maybe the biggest main event in Let's Wrestle history. The Masshole Mike McCarthy defending the Let's Wrestle Championship against Alec Price and the main event attraction, Mac Daniels.
I have to backtrack you real quick just so a couple fans don't get worried. The show is on Saturday this time. It is a little change in pace. We have been having a ton of Friday shows in Limitless Wrestling.
Did I say Friday?
You did.
It's for some habit. So that's good. So Saturday.
No biggie. This Saturday night, not many tickets remain. We're going to get to that full card in a second. But as you said, probably one of the biggest main events in Let's Wrestle history. Your boy, Mac Daniels, getting a big shot, a big opportunity, probably the biggest of his young career thus far, going head-to-head with, you know, two of the top competitors in Let's Wrestle. Alec Price, the winner of the 2020 Let's Rumble. Mike McCarthy has been streaking in Let's Wrestle since winning the Let's Wrestle Championship until he met your boy, Mac Daniels. But anybody who was in the building saw what happened that night. Alec Price got involved. Eric Greenleaf took a spill. Who'd have thunk it?
Yeah, crazy.
And Mac Daniels walked out victorious.
Crazy, huh? Wild.
Greenleaf's been taking some spills lately.
Wild. I'll hold my breath. Screw Eric Greenleaf. Anyway, yes, you're right. Mac Daniels is going to win this match. Is that what you said? I think that's what you said. I was tuning you out.
That's not at all what I said. But he's got a chance. I mean, he's got a chance in his young career to be the heavyweight champion of a company. Fuck, this is I think we're marking actually 1 year in his professional wrestling career. I think he made his debut in March of last year. Am I correct?
I believe that's correct. Then he had a tag team match with Frank Yeager, and he dropped him on his ass the way it should be. And then
he did.
And then he nearly beat Aiden Agro.
I mean, he's had a great run in Let's Wrestle. I can't deny that. Some of the tactics that he's taken to get to where he is, somewhat shady, but he's in the main event. He's the main event attraction, as you said, and now he can potentially add Let's Wrestle champion to that, but not if Mike McCarthy or Alec Price have anything to say about it. I'm very excited for this matchup, and Alec Price already being in Limitless, but I think Mike McCarthy, Mac Daniels, if they keep striving the way they are, they keep rolling the way that they do, I think you'll see them maybe in a Let's Wrestle Showcase match down the line coming up, maybe in the spring, maybe in the summer, who knows?
Well, the Let's Wrestle Tag Team Championship is on the line. The Stigma defend against the Classic Core. That's Calvin Strange and the Belfast Bulldog, Dave Dyer. Randy, it went down this week on social media. You saw it. I know you saw it. A challenge has been laid. I'm just saying.
What's going on with you guys on social media? I just said so many tweets. It's unbelievable. And just, I did not expect you to insert yourself in such a way of wanting to get in the ring here.
Listen, Dave Dyer is an idiot. Okay. Like, I hate to be that blunt. He is an idiot. This guy, you saw the confrontation, me acting journalistically on the Let's Wrestle social media, asking Calvin Strange a legitimate question, completely legitimate. Even you know it was legitimate. Totally legitimate.
I do.
And yet, the Belfast Bulldog had to go all bark, bark, ruff, ruff, and instead of just rolling over for a belly rub like you probably could have, because I know Calvin Strange would have given him one, he had to act all high and mighty. You know, like when chihuahuas yap and like you just can't get them to stop? That's what he was doing, okay? And he took shots at me. He took shots at my hair. He took shots at my Emmy. And he's continuing unsolicited to take shots on social media. So I just laid it out there. Mac Daniels and I, Calvin Strange and Dave Dyer, you name the time, you name the place, I am there. And I promised, I swore that I would hit him with a cutter and pin him 1-2-3 in the middle of the ring. So Randy, Johnny Torres, all you folks up there, this is in your ballpark now, okay? I'm leaving this to you. You call me, talk to my people, I'll put you on the phone with my agent, Nancy Shaffrin of No Whining Talent, and we can have this conversation, okay?
Oh my God. Yeah, I don't know if I'm going to speak to your agent about setting up this Let's Wrestle tag team match, but I mean, we could get to that. We could do that maybe this spring, this summer when the weather's good. Okay. I think that'd be a lot of fun, and I think you've got some stress to definitely take out in the ring, and probably Dave has some he'd like to take out on you as well, but who knows? Maybe it'll be for the Let's Wrestle Tag Team Championships if Calvin Mick, Strange can pull off the victory with his protege.
Do, Randy, what would you do if I was one of your champions?
Probably cancel the podcast. I don't know if I can handle it because I feel like we wouldn't get anything done. I feel like it'd be a 45 minute to 60 minute gloat session, and you'd probably make it a video show so you could just have your Emmy on one side and tag team title on the other.
What a great idea, man. You're good for something after all.
I'm
That's
so
great.
Great at this.
That's great.
Wow.
Well, there's a lot of other good stuff coming on this show. We got Mark Sterling making another appearance. Kenny Lee back in action. Your boy, Antoine Nicholas. I know you've been pretty high on Antoine Nicholas lately.
Antoine had a really good showing in a triple threat contest last time against Channing Thomas and Chip Chambers. And I'll make the announcement here on the podcast as well. Chip Chambers is going to be back in action at this show as well. He had a very impressive weekend last time. I'm at Let's Wrestle, but yeah, Antoine pulling out the victory. I've always thought he's a very innovative competitor. He's really grinding for this right now. He's always at NEPWA training, and just heard great things from a lot of people around the locker room. That's really what led to his return in Let's Wrestle at Let's Rumble, and since then, just good appearances, good showings, and I think he's going to continue to be a good part of Let's Wrestle moving forward.
Good dude too, like Antoine Nicholas.
Ava
Everett will be back in action here. Not all that long ago, there was a cake in Eric Greenleaf's face. That was cool with me. And your boy Kobe Christ coming off big time match with your other boy Rip Bison. He'll be back in action here.
I loved that match. And there's a studio taping match I want everyone to look out for. I think it's not going to be going out before Practice What You Preach, but probably early next week. Kobe Christ and Doug Weiser of the Dirty Drifters. Doug Weiser, a product of the Limitless Dojo. This was so different and so fun and just kind of obscure from what you'd usually see at a studio taping or like a Let's Wrestle or Limitless show, and just super out of left field, but such a fun watch. And I can't wait for people to see that. And it kind of really shows the diversity and styles that both those two possess. And Kobe, I think, is probably one of my favorites on the Let's Wrestle roster right now. So I'm extremely excited to see what he's going to be doing on the show.
So again, that is March 7th. That is a Saturday night at the American Legion Post 84. Only 8 front row tickets. Go get them now. And when I say go get tickets, I mean this. Because only 20 remain for Practice What You Preach, which is this Saturday, the 22nd. I knew it was the 22nd. I just forgot what day of the week that was. In Yarmouth, Maine, Practice What You Preach, Limitless Wrestling's February show extravaganza, limitlesswrestling.com. Only 20 tickets remain. There are limited tickets at the door, and if this sells out seating-wise, there will be a little bit of standing room only available, but there are fire codes to adhere to, people, so you don't want to end up like Josh Nason and potentially have to go home. Not bad. Not a good thing. You don't want that. You're going to have a bad night. So go get your ticket now. Why are you waiting? Why are you waiting? I speak the truth.
Yeah, definitely go get your tickets now. Not a ton left, and that's always kind of where we're at when it's the, you know, day or two ahead of the show. So if you want to get them there, you know, if you want to get them ahead of time, grab them online. They're going to be available until Saturday morning. At 9 a.m. is the cutoff. Saturday morning at 9 a.m., the last time you can purchase tickets online, if they're still available by then. If you do purchase online, they'll be in an envelope at the door under the buyer's name. Just have to provide ID. We've had this question a lot lately. If you have lost tickets for any reason, this applies for any Limitless Wrestling show unless stated different. If you lose your tickets for any reason, just have the digital receipt able to provide at the door. You'll be all set to get in. Just always keep that. And as John said, there will be some standing room tickets available once the seats sell out. Only 40, though, that we're able to release because of the fire code. So definitely if you're waiting until the day of to get your ticket, you'll probably want to get there early and be one of the first in line to get one of those standing room or seats available.
And look, if you're listening to this podcast, chances are you're a pretty big Limitless Wrestling fan. So go get your ticket. Don't waste your time. Secure that seat. Secure that standing room spot. No point in putting it off. I'm a procrastinator. I am. I admit that. But even I would get my ticket. Yes, exactly. Exactly. He speaks the truth, Randy. He speaks the truth.
Yeah, I got four dogs.
Jesus Christ. Is one of them named Dave Dyer?
He's not my dog. That's Calvin's responsibility. God.
Oh, dear. What do you think Calvin feeds Dave Dyer? Is he more of like a dry food or a wet food, do you think?
I don't know, man. I don't know. I feel like it's just
strikes me as more of a
rapid pace of more, salami.
Yeah, thick. Yeah, salami, buffalo wings. Yeah, more so that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Something of that nature. Mountain Dew pounded in there as well. Yes. I'm not sure what the Classic Coors diet really is looking like.
Jesus Christ. Oh, Randy, just let me have my shot at him, please. Just let me have my shot at him. That's all I ask. Anyway, let's get to this. We got Red Death Daniel Garcia versus The Real Catch, Ashley Vox. Can't wait for this match. This one, there was a lot of bad blood after Daniel Garcia was taken down by Chris Statlander last month. Ashley Vox and Chris Statlander have one of the weirdest relationships in all pro wrestling, but clearly a lot of mutual respect for one another, and now Ashley Vox has a chance to make things right and take down Daniel Garcia here.
Yeah, and it's a big match situation for both competitors. Daniel Garcia coming off a victory against Oswald Project, but as you said, a loss against Chris Statlander, and then laying her out post-match. That just prompted Ashley Vox to come out and chase him off. And I thought they were going to come to blows right there. Didn't happen. And we saw at the end of the night, post-match with Calvin Strange, Ashley Vox chatting about the victory over Tasha Steeles, and she decided to lay out the challenge to Daniel Garcia. Which Ashley Vox, definitely not someone who's shy about laying out challenges in Limitless Wrestling. I would consider this her home turf and probably the place where, if we're looking wins and losses record, probably the place that she's had the most success over the past couple of years. She's racked up a ton of wins in Limitless Wrestling lately, six straight going into this matchup. And, you talked about it last week, and after I thought more about it, I think Ashley Vox, with another victory here over Daniel Garcia, very much in contention to be the next challenger for the Limitless Wrestling World Championship. But on the flip side, if Daniel Garcia can defeat Ashley Vox, someone who's been on such a roll lately with such momentum, I don't think he's far off either.
So in theory here, I'm not saying you have to guarantee this, this is almost a quasi number one contenders match of sorts.
I think you could potentially look at it that way. I think what I said last week, I think definitely stands, that there's pretty much always two or three, maybe four people who you could really make a case for to have a championship match. At least that's how it's felt to me lately. And I definitely think whoever wins this contest has got to move into that top two or three in people's contention list.
Okay. I like it. We talked a little bit about Alec Price earlier. Well, he's taking on Jake something here. I know you're super excited for this match, Randy.
I'm extremely excited for this one. And we talked about the triple threat Let's Wrestle Championship match as if Alec Price is going to make it there.
That's true.
Because he's got to go through Jake something this Saturday. Jake something, probably the definition of Haas on the independent wrestling scene, I would say. Also with Impact Wrestling. Just been tearing it up lately. Had a killer match with JT Dunn at Twilight Zone. You can see the replay of that on IWTV or go to youtube.com/limitlesswrestling. You can watch that full match for free. Jake Something is a dude I wish we could have on every single show. I think he's such a cool add to any roster, and I just think that there's so many dream matches like with the Limitless Wrestling core roster that I'd love to do. I think him and Daniel Garcia would be so much fun. I think him and Rip Bison would be a ton of fun as well. Like just shooting from the hip here, looking at the card in front of me. And this was a match. I mean, Alec Price, we saw it after he defeated Danhausen. He the head gets inflated pretty quick at the Prize City OG, let's just say that. And pretty much after every single victory he has, even if he loses, he loves to run his mouth. He loves to be ballsy and throw out challenges. And I said, fuck it. You know, if you want to make the claim that you're going to have your rise to the top now after one single victory and you want to go through everybody on the roster, let's start with fucking Jake Something, 250 pounds, a dude who's going to beat the piss out of you.
Hey, I'll tell you what. If Alec Price somehow, someway wins the Let's Wrestle Championship in March, I don't think I'd be too surprised to see him voluntarily want to defend it at Limitless shows.
No, I think he'd almost come out and make every single match a championship match. Mm-hmm. That's just the kind of guy he is. And as annoying as he can be, I can absolutely respect that kind of attitude.
Would you be open to having the Let's Wrestle Championship defended on some Limitless shows?
Yes, absolutely. I think it's only a matter of time. There was a scenario where on January show, Flirting with Disaster, that there was going to be a Let's Wrestle Championship pre-show match, but it just didn't pan out. But I definitely think probably within the next 3 or 4 months, I would say we'll have a Let's Wrestle Championship match, maybe open up a Limitless Wrestling show.
I mean, look, we've already had a Limitless Wrestling Championship match in Let's Wrestle, so let's flip the script a little bit.
That's true.
We got the MSP Tag Team Invitational. This this match got super weird this week. The Mainstay Posse.
Yeah, it did.
Squaring off with Good Friends Forever versus Whatever It Takes versus Kevin Blackwood. Huh. Is this man insane, Randy?
I'm not sure. Like, this obviously did not come together any way that I thought it would. Good Friends Forever, the first team to enter the MSP Tag Team Invitational, the first ever. And we said it a little bit last week, but I think it's just really cool. And I love the nostalgic pieces of Limitless Wrestling for fans who have been following this for a long time. We started off with so many four-way tag team matches. That was kind of a theme of Limitless Wrestling shows early on. And it was always something that we wanted to do because I always wanted to have like a very diverse tag team division. And at the time we were starting, we had the opportunity to work with a lot of good tag teams. The Minutemen, the Hoods, the Influence, the Syndicate early on, even before they were the Syndicate, numerous other teams. And it just provided a lot of fun opportunities for teams that really wouldn't have had a chance to break into Limitless Wrestling. And that's kind of what we're doing with this match. And I thought it was really cool that MSP really threw it out there. And Good Friends Forever, a very intriguing team, as Demorest is not really trying to be the best of friends with Oswald Project, but this is his way to get into Limitless Wrestling. So he's going to do it. And Whatever It Takes, Mark Sterling, VSK. Did you see the little video they put together?
I did.
It's so good. So good.
You know, Mark Sterling, you know, about a month ago, there was that whole conversation on Twitter we had about hair and everything. And I'm a little on the fence here, Randy. But speaking of hair, you see what Sheamus said?
Oh, my God. You're going to go back to this.
Oh, I was covering the Daytona 500. Sheamus was the pace car driver, and I went to ask him a question in this press conference, and he unprompted cut off my question and said, John, you have terrific hair, by the way. And we talked about hair for a full minute, Randy.
That's unbelievable.
I showed you visual proof of this.
Oh, I know. I've seen it. I saw it on Twitter.
It was beautiful. It was fantastic. But anyway, Mark Sterling and VSK, formidable team. VSK, kind of one of those guys reinventing himself a little bit right now. Which team do you think benefits most from a win here?
Well, I'm very interested to see what VSK brings to the table, to your first point, because he is, you know, kind of in the process of reinventing himself right now with Whatever It Takes. It's a group sometimes with Alex Reynolds as well, but we've got the tag team of VSK and Mark Sterling, and a lot of Limitless Wrestling fans will remember VSK from the tag team Massage Force with Dorian Graves, and definitely a new take on VSK. He's always been a hell of a performer, now trying something different. I'm interested to see how it goes. And Kevin Blackwood, too, is the lone wolf entering the tag team invitational because he put it out there. I mean, we saw the video, and he said on Twitter, I'm coming with a Buffalo brother. I'm not coming with anybody. I'm coming to fight alone. And I think it's a very interesting strategy, especially in a four-way tag team match with a lot of other opponents gunning for you. But Kevin Blackwood, I mean, you can kind of approach this as a scramble. There's a lot more strategy, I think, going into a match like this than a scramble, especially going in alone. But he does have a lot of scramble experience. He does have scramble victories in Limitless Wrestling, so maybe that's something that plays in, and I'm not sure I'm not sure if he's trying to prove something here to everyone in the locker room or maybe to himself, but he's been on a bit of a skid lately. But fuck, if he can walk out of this, I think he'd gain the most momentum out of this match, to be perfectly honest, by not only defeating two formidable tag teams and good friends forever and Whip, but defeating honestly the best team in Limitless Wrestling, whether it's self-proclaimed or not, the Mainstay Posse. So I think big things could be on the horizon with a win. And I just think I think it's one of those you're either walking out with a pot of gold or you're walking out with nothing and taking a few steps back if you lose this as Kevin Blackwood, because why wouldn't you try to find a different partner? It's just a very interesting strategy.
I think he's betting on himself, Randy, and it's as simple as that.
He is.
So, did you watch AEW Dynamite this week?
I've seen a lot of clips from it, but I haven't actually got to sit down and watch the show.
First off, the show was incredible. It was incredible. But they opened the show with a tag team battle royal, and they changed up the rules a little bit where it wasn't if one guy gets eliminated, the whole team gets eliminated. Individual eliminations could occur. And it just gave me a little glimpse of, okay, what happens in a tag team match when a singles guy is left to stand their own? And hey, maybe Kevin Blackwood can take a little bit from that, see what he's got to do. And you know what? Kevin Blackwood's a crazy cat, but he's a smart guy. So we'll see. We'll see what he's got up his sleeves here. So speaking of AEW, someone who I thought had the best match of her TV career so far on this week's AEW was Chris Statlander. And she's facing Jody Threat on this show. And what are you expecting out of this?
I'm very intrigued to see it because Jody Threat, regardless of her still looking for her first win in Limitless Wrestling, has shown such promise and has shown such growth only from September. Like, it's just she's been so fun to watch as a performer thus far. I think she has banger matches every single time. And this is really the first time we're putting her to the test in a big match situation. She had the singles match with Masha Slamovich at Twilight Zone. Very good match, and didn't exactly go the way that she wanted it to at the end. And this is really a chance to really kick off 2020 on the right foot here if she can defeat Chris Statlander, who, much like Ashley Vox, we talked about earlier, and much like, Anthony Green as well, has really been streaking through Limitless Wrestling. And really the only blemishes for Chris Statlander lately have been because of Ashley Vox, her friend and foe. As you said, it's a very weird relationship between those two. But Chris Statlander is facing Jody Threat two times this weekend. She's wrestling her at AEW for the Women's Championship on Friday and then coming to Limitless to wrestle her Saturday. So I'm very interested to see who walks out victorious on Friday, who comes out with the momentum, and what the losing person learns from that and brings to the table Saturday. I think it's going to be a very fun matchup for everyone in attendance. And I know people are stoked about this one. I'm stoked about it. It's a big match situation for both competitors. Jody looking for her first win, and she can really get herself some momentum beating the AEW star. But if Chris Statlander can knock another victory out, I think she's in the conversation like we were saying earlier. She's got to be near the top two or three to be on the way to a championship match. That's something that she's never had in Limitless Wrestling.
I want to provide some insight, too, because I know we've been asked about this. And even you talked about it a little bit, that you weren't even sure what the deal is. I was on the AEW conference call this week with Cody. And we were talking about their contracts, performer contracts. And why are some talent allowed to do this, but others aren't? And he said that AEW draws up individual contracts for each performer. So no one contract is like the other. And if it's important to one performer that they love this one promotion and they want to keep working for this one promotion, if they can come to an agreement, they want to. So I think that says a lot about Chris Statlander, that Limitless Wrestling is part of that for her.
I agree. And I think we're very blessed to have her for, you know, more than a few appearances here. We've pretty much got clearance as long as nothing is interfering with any other bookings or anything with AEW that, you know, we're going to have her for the long term here in Limitless Wrestling. And that's very cool, and very cool for the fans as well. And it's awesome to see how everybody comes together too and really cheers on Chris, now that she's on national television, she's been someone who's been throughout Limitless Wrestling for over 2 years now. And we've really seen the development of the Galaxy's Greatest Alien throughout, you know, her 2 years in Limitless Wrestling and continuous great matches. So glad she's here to stay for the long haul.
Yeah, she had her best match on TV yet with Shanna this past week. If you haven't checked it out, definitely do.
That's what I heard.
It was very good. It was very good. I was very, very proud of her. She connected real well in front of a huge crowd they had in Atlanta, too. So that's saying something. That was
she's incredible.
That was some good stuff. We got a match I know you cannot wait for, because I know if these two guys go out there and have a banger, you're going to be a very proud papa. War Horse and Iron Rip Bison. Lots of meat. Someone's got to come out on top.
Yeah, I think I'm very stoked for this match, and I am going to be excited when this is pretty good. I have no doubts that they're going to kill it. I think it's two guys who are going to mesh together very well. Rip Bison has been tearing it up in Let's Wrestle for a few months now. Formerly known as Tomahawk, he's really reinvigorated his career with a new character and somewhat of a style change. It's a different presentation, and it's just really hitting. And I watched it kind of come to life in Orno over the past couple months, especially the match with Kobe Christ last month, just really sealed the deal. Or I guess it was earlier this month, only a couple weeks ago, really sealed the deal and put this together. And we talked about it a couple weeks ago. I actually waited to kind of figure out the back end of this card because I was waiting for someone to really break through at Let's Wrestle. And this is the opportunity given here. He's going one-on-one with War Horse, who's arguably one of the most popular wrestlers on Twitter. War Horse is another guy who has gone through a really big change in character. He's developed this new War Horse character. He used to be the littlest Viking, Jake Parnell, and we actually saw him debut as Jake Parnell. So anyone who's been following Limitless Wrestling for a few years, they may remember him from a couple years ago and have seen the changes with him. And it's pretty cool. He's got kind of the Danhausen effect, where this is a guy who's really created himself and created a character that's connected with people on social media. And that's so tough to do sometimes nowadays, because those who do it well do it all the time. So you have to find a way to do something different, and that's very tough to do in today's age in wrestling. And he's doing that. He's throwing it back to kind of the 80s, mid 80s, early 90s wrestling, and he's mixing in his own taste of everything. And it's really cool. It really connects with people, and it's cool to see a guy who has had minimal appearances in Limitless Wrestling. I think show number 3 for him in Limitless, and he gets an insane reaction. He got an insane reaction against John Silver in November, and I expect the same on Saturday night, and I'm extremely excited for the stiff hitting contest. I know it's going
to
be.
Oh, yes. Going to be very stiff. Looking forward to that one. Very rare do you do a rematch so close to the initial match, but you're doing it here. Christian Casanova and Myron Reed, because we know how good this match is going to be. We saw how good it can be back in November. It was November, right? I got that right?
Yes, it was. It was a Twilight Zone.
So December, January, February. Here we are, just 3 months later. So why the decision to do this match so soon, and how can they top what they did last time?
Well, sometimes I don't really want to hold off on a rematch because it's so good the first time, you know how much better it can be the second time. And there are a few instances in Limitless Wrestling history where that magic kind of hits with that first match. I think back to Ace Romero, AR Fox from Under Fire. That was January of 2016. We went on to have them as opponents, I think, 4, 5, maybe 6 times. Ashley Vox and Chris Statlander, I think you can say the same thing. I would also say the same thing for Anthony Green and Ace Romero. I think you'd agree. But I don't know, man. This just struck me in November. I knew they were gonna blow the roof off the place, but you never know to what degree. And this one just had a lot of people talking. And this is up for free too. If anybody has not seen the first match, it's available on IWTV. It's available for free in full on YouTube.com/LimitlessWrestling. They just tore it up, and this is actually something that Myron Reed, like later that night, asked for. He said, I'd love to have another shot at this. I think he wants his victory back on Christian Casanova, and this is a good time to do it. Coming off a loss for Christian, even though he was not pinned in the triple threat contest, he nearly won it. We talked about that a lot last week, but Anthony Green able to walk out victorious for the Limitless Wrestling World Championship, and now This is a chance for Christian to start his climb back to the top. A lot of people think that he should be one of those guys considered for a next championship contest, but coming off a loss, there are a few people ahead of him. So beating Myron Reed, a mainstay in MLW, and really, in my opinion, one of the best and underrated high flyers on the scene right now, that'd be a big step for Christian, but it could be a big step for Myron Reed, who's looking to be in Limitless Wrestling a lot more in 2020.
Yeah, and even though it has only been 3 months, this is a different Christian Casanova from 3 months ago.
It is, yeah. And this is, I mean, you could feel it at Flirting with Disaster, a whole different atmosphere for Christian Casanova and a whole new respect from the Limitless Wrestling fans. Not that they didn't have it before, but you could just tell that everything had swayed in the right direction for Christian Casanova, and it felt like his night last month. It honestly did. And
they finally
it's
going to
be very electric, I think, in the building.
They finally agree that he is top talent, Christian Casanova.
Yeah, undoubtedly.
You mentioned MLW. Well, we got an MLW debut here. Alex Hammerstone. He's going to be teaming up with JT Dunn against Josh Briggs and CJ Cruz. We explained it last week. For those of you who missed Flirting with Disaster, JT Dunn was beating the crap out of CJ Cruz after beating him. The referee reverses the decision. Rich Palladino gets shoved to the ground. Josh Briggs comes out to make the save. Says, JT, you better find a tag team partner unless you want to die. Well, this is a pretty intimidating one. Hammerstone is a beast. This guy is the MLW National Openweight Champion. He is a hoss in his own right. And I think he and Josh Briggs are going to have a lot of chemistry in that ring. I think those are two guys who just are going to mesh very, very well. And then CJ Cruz, man. The little engine that could.
It's going to be very interesting. I'm very excited, as you are, to see Hammerstone and Josh Briggs tear it up. I think that'd be a fun singles match down the line as well, but going to be very interesting to see how these teams mesh. I mean, I don't believe, to my knowledge, either of these teams have been a tag team before. CJ Cruz and Josh Briggs, both products of Brian Fury's New England Pro Wrestling Academy.
Fury's
going to be in the house, actually, to check out this match.
Who, by the way, would you like to apologize to me?
What?
Would you like to apologize to me about Brian Fury? Because I was insinuating last week that he was a special guest referee.
Yeah, I did forget about that. So for anyone who was wondering, I think it was Victor Bacon who set me straight on Facebook. We have had a special guest referee match before. Brian Fury was a special guest referee for Ace Romero versus Anthony Green, the main event of Question the Answers in 2017. But I think he's going to be in the building to check out this tag team match. Two of his students colliding with JT Dunn and Hammerstone. JT sending a wad of cash across the country to California, locking down Hammerstone. A hell of a tag team partner to bring in for this matchup here because, the friends list in the Limitless Wrestling locker room, a little thin for JT Dunn right now. Not like it's ever really booming, but going to be interesting to see how these teams mesh. JT Dunn obviously wants to get his win back from CJ Cruz after an interesting referee decision, changes things for JT Dunn, but I respect it. I think a lot of people were questioning it, but JT would not lay off a CJ Cruz. What are you supposed to do at that point? He pushed Kevin Quinn to the ground, pushed Rich Palladino to the ground, and luckily Josh Briggs was there to kind of save the day because it was getting ugly out there. It really was.
So the big debut that we've waited months and months and months, if not years, for. Trevor Murdoch. I can't wait for this. We had two announcements this past week. One, the seminar, and two, his opponent. So go ahead in depth on both of those variables, Randy.
Yeah, a lot of information about the long-anticipated debut of Trevor Murdoch. I'm stoked for this, and I didn't think this would happen for a long time because I didn't think that he was going to be actively taking bookings again. There was a point of semi-retirement, and I think the resurgence of NWA Power really kind of brought him back to a national audience and prominence on the internet as well, because if they're not really on the internet or accessible or accepting a friend request, or not accepting bookings, it's kind of tough to get a hold of people. And But I'm very excited about this because it's something that I've wanted to try to set up for a long time. Atticus Kogar making his debut against Trevor Murdoch. I think it's a really interesting and intriguing matchup. Atticus, part of Ricky Shane Page's group in GCW, a really fun character out of the Cleveland, Ohio area. And I think people are going to take to him. And I'm not sure how many people know him up here. I think there were a lot of people who did pop off when his debut was announced. And I think a lot of people are very interested in this double debut because I think people are stoked to see what Trevor Murdoch can do. But this is a big opportunity for a guy like Atticus Kogar to make a name for himself in Limitless Wrestling on day one.
Talk about the seminar, Randy, because Trevor Murdoch's going to be paying his time forward.
Yeah, so if you are a in training or a local professional wrestler referee in the area, we do have a seminar going Saturday before the event with Trevor Murdoch starting at 3:30 p.m. in the afternoon. If you'd like to participate, email randycarver@yahoo.com. It is $30 per person. We do have 5 spots left as it stands right now. So if you're listening, want to get in on this, definitely drop an email. We can get you in.
But you do need to be in training. This is not for right away beginners or people wanting to jump into this.
No, got to have some kind of experience behind you. Not necessarily have to be wrestling matches yet, but do have to be have to have your feet wet a little bit in the professional wrestling business. We do have, obviously, avenues for you. If you do want to get started in professional wrestling, I'll give a little Limitless Dojo plug right now. You can go to limitlesswrestling.com/training, fill out the little form there. It goes right to my email account. We can give you the information on the Limitless Dojo. We hold 3 professional wrestling training classes per week in Brewer, Maine, just off of I-395. So you can get hold of us, very affordable monthly pricing. So it's a good deal, and it's a good crew. I really love the dojo crew that we've got together. We've got 18 students right now, and it's a really good group of kids.
And then we got our main event here. Anthony Green, Chris Dickinson. Quite possibly the biggest physical test of Anthony Green's championship run thus far. He knows Ace Romero so well, so I don't even almost count that at this point. Chris Dickinson is can I be real? Anthony Green's going to get the crap beat out of him. And it's just a matter of, can he survive it? It's that simple.
I think Chris Dickinson is the ultimate competitor and probably the ultimate challenge for Anthony Green. He's been in a triple threat match. He's wrestled MJF, Josh Briggs. That's got to beat the shit out of him. But I don't know if anyone's really going to put him to the test like Chris Dickinson, fresh off a tour of Japan with GCW, I think. This is the best Chris Dickinson going right now. I firmly believe that. And I think Chris is just, producing some of the best matches of his career, undoubtedly. Is on such a roll of momentum right now. And you got to believe Anthony Green knows what he's getting into here. This is defense number 6 for him of the Limitless Wrestling World Championship. He's done very well as champion thus far. Very few blemishes on his record, really, in Limitless Wrestling as a whole. So, he's done very well at putting himself in the right situations and walking out victorious. And this is just a huge test. I mean, he says he wants to be the ultimate Limitless Wrestling champion. He wants to take on all comers. This is a big challenger right here in Chris Dickinson. And I'm very interested to see who walks out Limitless Wrestling World Champion, because we could have a new era of Limitless Wrestling with Chris Dickinson at the helm being the World Heavyweight Champion moving forward into 2020.
I'm not asking you to make a pick here. But I want you, and I rarely ask you for this, what do you think is going to happen in this match, Randy? Not what your pick is, not who you're rooting for, but what do you think is going to happen here?
I think Anthony Green is going to have to ride out the storm and persevere. I think that maybe you almost have to go into a match, and I don't know this. I'm not a competitor. I've never stepped in the ring and done what these guys do, but I feel like with a bigger guy like Chris Dickinson, he's got amazing cardio, but I think you have to hope that he's going to shoot himself out. At some point in the match, maybe Anthony Green can outlast him. Maybe he can, I would say probably Anthony Green's a little faster, a little quicker. Maybe he takes to the skies a little more in this matchup instead of staying grounded more often. Maybe you have to change things up. You got to wonder what Chris Dickinson's looking up on Anthony Green, too. How much is he studying? How much does he know about Anthony Green's style right now? Anthony Green, I feel like he's an ever-changing competitor. He's always in the ring. He's still always training, being so deep in his wrestling career, as young as he is, though. Still always training and evolving, and I think that's true about both competitors. So it's going to be very interesting to see what both these guys bring to the table, but I think you're correct in saying that Anthony Green's probably going to get the shit kicked out of him in this match, win or lose.
And hey, look, if Chris Dickinson were to win this, he just signed a deal with MLW. Your Limitless Wrestling Champion could be over in MLW.
He could. That'd be unreal, to be honest. See that on national television would be pretty cool.
Certainly would. And if you want to see any of these matches, you go get your tickets right now. LimitlessWrestling.com. Only 20 tickets remain. They're going to be available at the door. But I'm telling you guys, just get your tickets now. There's no reason to wait. There's no reason to wait. Get them now. Randy, anything else you want to add? Maybe any reminders about the podcast competition here? Anything else?
Yeah, I'll wrap up with a few things. First of all, the podcast competition. If you want to throw in a hashtag with us as well, let's do hashtag LW podcast.
Okay.
Tweet it to at LW Main. Tweet it at the Limitless Dojo. Tweet it at John Alba. Tweet it at Randy_Carver LW. Send it wherever you'd like. You can also put it. Send it to our Facebook page. Well, once this contest is about to wrap up, I think we'll put up a post as well. Where if you have yet to submit or if you've already submitted and just want to throw it up there again, you can drop it below that post. And I think we'll talk about most of these on the podcast in 2 weeks. And I'm very excited to get a logo for the podcast, something that we've never had before. I do want to throw out a reminder as well for anyone coming to Yarmouth Saturday night, the parking situation. There is no parking on the street of where the venue is. There's no parking street side. So if you are looking to park, there's overflow parking other than the Yarmouth Amvets lot. There's a lot right beside the playground that is directly across from the Yarmouth Amvets Hall. And if you need any overflow parking, we're going to put up a full lineup tomorrow on Twitter, on the Facebook event page, of where you can go on the main drag and park your car without it getting towed. I don't want anybody to have any parking issues, and that's the only thing that I worry about. So first of all, the Yarmouth Amvets lot completely open. There's a lot right beside that in between the venue and the playground that is completely open. And we haven't had too many problems with this. So I think we're with the capacity that we're at, unless every single person is taking their own car, which typically doesn't happen, I don't think we'll have too many issues with it. But that information will be up there as well. And as John said, 20 tickets remain. LimitlessWrestling.com/tickets if you want to get yours. They'll be available till Saturday morning at 9 a.m. So be on the lookout for that. We'll have information on standing room tickets all over our social medias. And if you have any questions, our DMs are always open on every platform.
That they are, folks. Enjoy the show. We'll see you next week to talk about Practice What You Preach.